Unions bring in the case called Person After Person Who Had in Some Way Been Denied Access to the Capitol. Racine Assembly Democrat Corey Mason said the new restrictions made it hard to meet with constituents and even kept his office intern from attending a public hearing.
It feels a little bit like middle school and trying to get a bathroom pass to move around the Capitol right now.
Attorney Gregory Fumel said he tried to get in the Capitol and was asked by an officer what his business was.
And I said, I have no specific business at this time. And he said, I couldn't come in.
Madison teacher David Wasserman did get into the building to watch the governor's budget address Tuesday. The woman next to him in the assembly gallery booed during the speech, and Wasserman was ejected along with about 20 others.
The whole time that I was being walked through the Capitol, I kept repeating, what have I done? I've done nothing wrong.
Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch said that at its peak, there had been about 400 police at the Capitol. He said the cost for all the extra law enforcement could run as much as $5 million through the end of February alone. Hipsch said access was not altogether cut off, but blamed restrictions on a group of protesters who have camped out for weeks in the rotunda.
We are not equipped at the state capitol, nor with any state office building, to be a hotel, to provide accommodations for individuals.
Hipsch said once demonstrators started observing the building's regular hours, access would start to return to normal. A Dean County judge could rule on the policy as soon as today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.